You're listening to SBS News.
Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Actor Richard Burton's ominous introduction to Jeff Wayne's rock musical War of the Worlds, based on a Victorian story written by H.G. Wells. But while the Martians in the story may have sent their war machines to subjugate the human race, the year ahead will see Earthmen sending their own machines to Mars. 50 years after the moon landing, the next space race is focused on the Red Planet in 2020. The Chinese Mars 2020 mission will feature both an orbiter and a lander. Wu Yanhua, Deputy Administrator of China's Space Agency, says their plan is to land on the Red Planet in 2021 after an expected launch in June 2020.
We plan to conduct the first Mars exploration around 2020. Our plan is to finish orbiting, landing and probing, as we did on the Moon, in only one trip.
Meanwhile, the European-Russian ExoMars is a joint mission between the European Space Agency, the ESA, and Russia's Roscosmos. In preparation, in October 2018, scientists put a robotic Mars rover to the test, trialling a six-wheeled prototype on Spain's rocky Tabernas Desert. What sets ExoMars apart from NASA rovers is its ground-penetrating drill that will help scientists study Mars at depth. The thin Martian atmosphere gives organic material little protection from the sun's radiation, so scientists believe that if they will find evidence of past or present life below the surface is the best place to look. François Spotto is the ExoMars program team leader for the European Space Agency. He says time is of the essence.
All the Russian and European teams are now focused at completing the verification program of the spacecraft in time for a qualification and acceptance review that is scheduled in April. If we would be successful at that review, we would be authorized to ship the spacecraft to Baikonur for a launch within a window that opens on the 26th of July and closes on the 11th of August. Missing that window would mean that we would have to adjourn the launch by more than 2 years' time, and the next launch opportunity would only reappear on August 2022. So you can imagine that we are all very mobilized to resolve the last risk which we are facing. The parachute is one. The completion of the system test program is another one, in order to get ready to catch this opportunity.
The ESA is planning some high-altitude drop tests in Oregon in the first 3 months of 2020. Their last attempt at a landing on Mars ended in failure after its Schiaparelli lander crashed into the Martian surface in October 2016. One of the newer entrants to the space race is the United Arab Emirates, which is aiming to send its first spacecraft to Mars in July 2020. The orbiter is named Hope, or Amal, in Arabic. Sheikha Al-Maskari, the chief innovative officer with the UAE Space Agency, says it will be equipped with three scientific instruments to study the Martian atmosphere: an imager, an infrared spectrometer, and an ultraviolet spectrometer.
The HOPE mission in particular is going to study the Martian atmosphere. So it's going to study the lower, middle and upper atmosphere on Mars, and it's going to try and understand how the gases escape from Mars.
The US is the only country so far to successfully land and operate a spacecraft on Mars. Curiosity has been roaming the red surface since 2012. And as for those minds immeasurably superior to ours drawing their plans against us, well, so far, they're keeping pretty quiet. Alan Lee, SBS News.